Okay, we're in Parshas Vayikra, and we're talking about something. We're going to be maybe a little bit more Chassidus than usual tonight, and we're going to also connect it to Pesach, hopefully, through a piece of Reb Tzadok. On the end of Parshas Vayikra, so we're introducing ourselves to a lot of the Karbanos, and one of the Karbanos is the Karban Asham. One of the circumstances in which a person brings a Karban Asham, the Torah tells us in Vayikra, Perek Hey, Pasuk, Chav, Beis, is a person who's Matzah Aveda, you find a lost object, V'chicheshba, and you then deny it. V'nishba al shaker. Then you end up swearing falsely that kilu, I don't have the object anymore. I don't know what you're talking about. You're kafar al achas mikol eila. You deny it. Rashi says that person has to bring a carbon. That person violated the chait. According to the simple pshat of the pasuk, again, it's a reference to a person who found a lost object. They then denied it and took a shvua as such that they don't really have it. Such a person is chayav to bring a carbon. The Shem Yishmuel quotes a Zohar who learns the pasuk as a remez, something very, very interesting. Uperes b'Zohar Kadosh sezesha adam mesig neshama. Matza aveda is a reference to a Jew who is aware of his neshama. La avod ba avodas Hashem yisbarach. So he has a neshama with which to worship Hashem. Vechichesh ba, but he denies that neshama. He denies that it's there. Vehalach acherei shriras libo, and he does whatever it is that he wants to do. The simple pasuk is you find an actual aveda and you deny it. But the Zohar understands that it's really a reference to a person who also violates a chait. That person's chait is that they are aware of their neshama. The person has a neshama with which they can worship the Ribono Shel Olam. And instead, they dafka use it to, they deny its existence and they go to worship, and they don't really worship the Ribono Shel Olam. Ask Shem Yishmuel, interesting question. If you continue the remez, so what does it mean that that person who's aware of his neshama, that person who denies it, what does it mean they took a shvua sheker? What does it then mean they took a false shvua? So Shem Yishmuel offers the following pshat. He says the Ramban writes in his Sefer Emuna U'Bitachon, the Ramban is a Sefer not only the Chazanish, the Ramban also has a Sefer called Emuna U'Bitachon, Emuna V'Habitachon, where the Ramban writes as follows. Sometimes a person has a moment of inspiration. And if you have a moment of inspiration and you don't take advantage of that, you don't engage in Torah mitzvos, says the Ramban you violate an Isser. The Isser is Losis Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, that you use God's name in vain, for no purpose. That a moment of inspiration is a moment where a person experiences a little bit of Ribono Shel Olam. And just like you can actually physically take a shvua, use God's name in vain. So if I have a moment of his orus, and I don't take care, I don't and take advantage of that, that's also the equivalent, says Shem Yishmuel, says the Ramban, of using God's name in vain. Of swearing God's name in vain. Says Shem Yishmuel, well, the same thing, let's go one step further. The remez in this week's parasha, a person who takes advantage, a person who knows he has neshama, he's matzah, he's mesig neshama, he has neshama, la'avod ba, avod Hashem, to worship Ribono Shel Olam, and he denies it. So just like having inspiration and doing nothing with it is shvua shav, the Ramban says, so having a neshama, having inspiration, says the Ramban, what if you use it for bad purposes? What if I use my neshama, he says, and I use that not to use it to worship the Ribono Shel Olam better, but rather you take it, sheyikach, I take it, then who over al shvua sheker, hainu shenosei shem Hashem l'sheker. If I take it and I use it for hanaz guf, I don't just waste it, but I use it for something which is negative. At a moment of inspiration, I use that feeling of his orus for something negative instead. That's not a violation of shvua shav, it's a violation of shvua sheker. Again, a bit of a remez in the pasuk. Let's go over one more time so we can be very, very clear. The Torah talks about a case where a person finds a lost object, denies a lost object, takes a false shvua. The Zohar says it refers to a person also who finds something. What does it mean? They have a neshama. V'chicheshba, and they deny that neshama's presence. That person says, Shem Yishmuel, if you have a bit of his orus, and his orus is not used at all, the Ramban writes a shvua shav. It's like you use God's name in vain, like you use his orus and nothing with it. If you use it, though, for a negative, you have his orus and use it for a negative, so that is something which is a violation of shvua sheker. It's actually a distortion of God's actual name. I want to share with you a couple of thoughts from here. What the Shem Yishmuel seems to be highlighting for us is the fact that inspiration is something which is wonderful, but inspiration at times can be, like the Ramban says, a shvua shav. You can do nothing with inspiration sometimes. And sometimes inspiration can actually be negative. Sometimes inspiration can actually be something which a person can use, God forbid, for bad things. And that can be compared, says Shem Yishmuel, to the issue of shvuas sheker. Let's talk about one other example where the Pizetzner in Sav Vizeras has a very important comment about inspiration that can sometimes be detrimental. not all inspiration is good. Says that Pizetzer and Savizeris, I had at home, I ran quickly, I have the English translation at home, I have the other one here, in the sixth piece there. He writes, sometimes a person has charata over a chet. Sometimes I feel bad about a sin that I performed. Says the Pizetzer, that feeling of remorse is valuable if it's transformed into action. But if I have a feeling of remorse, and I decide not to use that for positive means, rather the feeling of remorse just sits there, says the Piazetzer, that can actually be detrimental. Why? Because what's going to happen? I didn't fix anything at all. But eventually, I'm going to be comforted. Eventually, I'm going to feel that sense of relief, that the feeling that I had initially of that chait, it went away. And says the Piazetzer, when you have a feeling of remorse that's there, if I don't channel it to good things, eventually I'll feel relief and I can convince myself that I took advantage of it. I can convince myself that I used it for something which is holy and really I'm in a better place now, when really I'm not. What we see from the Piazetz and we see from the Shemi Shmuel is the following very important phenomena. His Orus is wonderful, but his Orus not channeled well can be very problematic. It can be like Shvuah Shav or Shvuah Sheker. And for the Piazetz, there sometimes we can use his Orus that's not taken advantage of as a way of convincing ourselves that we've actually improved when really we haven't. It's a way of convincing ourselves emotionally that it must be I'm better now because I no longer feel as bad. And that's something which is very, very dangerous. How does a person ensure that their Orus is going to be used for the positive and this Orus is not going to be used either just wasting in the Shvuah Shav or at times detrimentally like the Piazetzner, like the Shemi Shmuel, a Shvuah Sheker? How can a person ensure that? So there's a very famous comment of Rav Tzadok in the way first piece in Tikkun HaTzadik, where he talks in the context of Pesach. Rav Tzadok writes there, Reishis Kol Adam, when a person engages initially in Avodas Hashem, so Rav Tzadok writes, it's important to do that B'chi Pazon, like Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. When they left quickly. Why? Because when you initially have that moment, Sarech Lishmor HaRegel Shemis Ora Bo Ratz Hashem, V'lachboz Al Oso Regel L'mahir Latiz Mehem Ula Yuchal. When you have a moment of his Orus, you have to act right away, says Rav Tzadok, because otherwise it can go away, otherwise it can dissipate. And therefore, when a person has his Orus, just keeping it, Shvuah Shav, Shvuah Sheker, just keeping it, like a feeling of charata, eventually I can use that as a way of convincing myself I improved, and really I didn't. I have to jump on it right away. The second ha'ara, has the person not waste inspiration, but use inspiration? A very famous Shemi Shmuel, Parshas Naso. The Gemara in Sota Darshans, the Smichas Parshios of Sota next to Nazir, says the Gemara, Kol Aroa Sota Bikokulo, Yazir Atzmo Minayayim. Rav Tursky is very fond of this pshat. If you see a Sota woman, make sure to be makabel upon yourself, you're going to become a Nazir. Ask Shemi Shmuel, I don't get it. That guy had the moment of inspiration. He saw the Sota Bikokulo. Why does he have to be Yazir Atzmo Min Hayayin? L'chora, he is all good. He has the moment of the inspiration that should be able to carry him through. The guy who didn't see it, he needs the Kabbalah. He needs to become a Nazir. Says Shem Yishmuel, no. Because a person that's Ovid Hashem knows the following. Moments of inspiration are somewhat fleeting. Not only like a Tzadok said, do I have to jump on it right away, but I have to jump on it with a Kabbalah. Yazir Atzmo Min Hayayin. You can see Sota Bikol Kula, and you can say, I want to be so careful about Olam Hazza. You could say, I want to make sure that I'm going to be as careful as I can. Olam Hazza is wonderful in many ways, but there are certain issues, and I want to try my best to avoid them. But if it's not followed with the Kabbalah, that inspiration can be like Shvuah Shav. The inspiration can be like Shvuah Sheker. You can be Chayav Karban Ashram. You can have a feeling of guilt sometimes as a result. What we want to be able to do is to know how to use inspiration well. How do we do that? Pesach Mitzrayim. Has to be eaten B'chipazon. Has to be quick. Have to jump on the moment, have to makabel upon yourself, like Shemi Shmuel told us. If I have the inspiration, it doesn't mean I don't need the Kabbalah. It means Achas Kamevakan. I certainly need the Kabbalah to make sure that it is going to last. The parshas now we're dealing with the parshas of Karbanos. On the one hand, we don't offer Karbanos bizman hazeh. On the other hand, it doesn't mean there's not a lot of limudim that we can take from these parshios as far as our own avodas Hashem. And may we be zocha to feel moments of inspiration and be able to take advantage of them. Shkoyach, guys, have a wonderful night.